Hello, and welcome back to Unmask Your Mind. I'm your host, Annie Sousa, and today we're diving into a topic that so many parents and busy individuals wrestle with. That feeling of failure, you guys. I mean, this is a very heartfelt topic for me because, come on, we all know that feeling, right? Do you ever wonder why you feel like you're falling short? Whether it's as a parent, at work, in your relationships, or just in life. If you've ever been overwhelmed by the impossible pressure to do it all, you're not alone. In today's episode, we're breaking the silence around these feelings and talking about embracing imperfections. Whether you're struggling with parenting challenges, battling burnout, or just trying to survive the daily grind, this conversation will help you release guilt, find self-compassion, and take actionable steps toward peace of mind. So let's unmask those feelings of failure together. Let's start by talking about the impossible standards we set for ourselves as parents, professionals, and humans. Come on, we do. Society has created this impossible narrative that we should juggle parenting, work, relationship, and self-care effortlessly. Social media makes it worse, right? Come on, let's face it. If we break this down by gender, it's even worse. Men are supposed to be strong, providers, tough, no feelings. Women are supposed to be professionals, but at the same time be mothers. And I can go on the Barbie monologue, right? And I don't want to go into genders because I don't want to make this into a political whole thing. But you know what I'm saying. Society has created a narrative that makes us feel an enormous, unimaginable pressure, and it's not real. At the end of the day, it's not even about gender, it's about a human condition. It's not real, because this is how we think. Everyone else's life looks perfect. Pinterest worthy, Instagram perfection is the Disney parents, right? Family dinners, milestone achievements, and smiling faces. But let's be real, that's not the real picture. That's not even the full picture. Because the emotional weight of these expectations is crushing. First of all, you feel guilty for not doing enough. Burnout creeps in as you try to keep it all running smoothly. And worst of all, you feel isolated. You're on an island. Like you're the only one struggling. Now here's the thing. That pressure is all a lie, my friend. Life is messy for everyone. It's messy. I've been there, trying to do it all and feeling like I'm falling short. But it's time to reframe that narrative and talk about what really matters. Come on, how many of you really think that all those pictures are real? We don't talk about failure enough. Why? Because it's scary to admit we're struggling. You think, what will people say? Will they judge me? But the truth is, parenting is hard. Life's hard. The thing is this, guys, and I'm going to pause for a second. The thing is this. We're always telling our kids that they can come to us, right? They can come to us when things are too hard. They can come to us and now they don't have to be perfect. But then if we, the parents, are modeling perfection, picture perfect life, picture perfect Instagram, we have to have them picture perfect in this dress or this little khaki pants or whatnot. Then what we are telling them with our behavior, and again, behavior is language, guys, actually is one of the most important languages for kids and for humans. If we're modeling that, if we're saying that with our behavior, we're telling them perfection is key. It's what's most important. It's what my mom and dad value the most. That's what you're telling your child. So think about that. That's the other thing you need to consider. But understand this. It is scary to admit that we're struggling. What will people say? Will they judge me? So think about it as you're thinking about this as an adult. Think also about what your kid is thinking. The truth is, parenting is hard. And burnout and emotional exhaustion are not signs of weakness, my friends. They're signs that you're doing your best in a tough situation. When we share these struggles, we create space for connection. Talking about our tough moments makes others feel safe to do the same. Saying I'm not okay is powerful. It's the first step toward healing. Let me remind you of this. Struggling doesn't make you a failure. It makes you human. It makes you strong. Because if you're struggling, it means that you are not giving up. You're not letting it go. You're still there in the fight. And that's what you need to understand. It's like what I tell my kids. Are you scared? So you're being brave because you're facing it. You're doing it. You know when you have a kid and the kid has to have a vaccine or a shot or something or other? They have to do it. So they do it. Oh, but I was scared. Yeah, but you did it. So that means that you were brave. So it's the same with us adults. If you're struggling, that means you're still in the fight. So you're strong because you're not giving up. And those are the things that you have to think about. So how can we let go of these feelings of failure? Well, here are four strategies. Guys, we need to learn to embrace imperfection. We got to stop aiming for this unrealistic perfection. This Instagram life, it's not real. Think about it, guys. Listen, I am online all the time. This is my business as well. And I got to tell you, I see people putting these posts with these filters and all this thing is not real. We got to talk about what's real and focus on the progress. Heck, focus on the process because that's what's important. How far can you go? Not everything is going to be perfect. So how far are you getting? And what are you achieving from that? And what's the outcome? Because something's going to come out of it, guys. Think about it. Something always comes out of it. So that's what you have to change. Change your narrative. It's not about getting everything right. It's about showing up. It's about what are you achieving. So I'm going to tell you something. In the pandemic, we can all remember the pandemic, right? I decided I'm going to switch careers. I was volunteering. I live in Florida at the time. I was volunteering with this group to get people that were older and veterans vaccines in Florida. And in the group, people were starting commenting about how I was handling other people and helping them out. And why didn't I venture into the world of psychology? Long story short, after a lot of retrospection and introspection, I went into studying psychology. This is the thing, guys. If it hadn't been for the pandemic and the things that came out of that, I wouldn't have had the time or the motivation or things wouldn't have gone into motion for me to do that. So think about things that went into motion. What came out of it? What is a moment in your life that you were like, oh my God, this is the worst? And trust me, guys, you will learn in other episodes and in my content more about my life. But I can tell you there's always some chaos, but something comes out of it. In my case, I ended up being in the therapy world. So what came out in the chaos in your world? Think about it. Because something always comes out. You never planned it. That's something you need to know. But think about that narrative. Change it. Don't embrace the perfection. The pandemic, there's nothing perfect about it. So what came out of the imperfection? It's not about everything. It's about just showing up, doing your best. I did my best and this came out. So what is in your case? And this is important to say, it's definitely not about it being a Hallmark movie where everything is perfect. And it's like, oh, and then the prince came and then they kiss it. No. It's not like that. I'm not saying that it was easy. Just because I did that, it doesn't mean that that was easy. It was really hard. But I'm trying to say that something does come out. So what came out of that imperfection? Done. Number two, set realistic expectation. Say no to things that don't align with your priorities. And that's important. Sometimes we're just running and going through the motions and we just lose track of what's important. So it's okay to say no to things that just don't feel okay. They just don't align. Have you ever been in a situation that doesn't make sense? It's okay. It just doesn't align. Do a daily check-in. What's one thing I must get done today and what can wait? Sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but this happens to me often. Mind you that I'm neurodivergent, so that might be one of the reasons, but I'm sure this happens to neurotypical people as well. How many times do you feel that there's so much on your plate? Whoa, as a parent, it's so overwhelming. And it's like, what? But then write it down. Do that daily check-in and be like, okay, what of all of this is the one thing it's like imperative that I do today? What is the one thing I must get done today? And what can wait? What is one thing that, okay, you know what? It's not aligning. It's not a priority. Doesn't need to get done. Like today, I need to do this podcast. This other thing doesn't need to get done. That's not a priority. What about you guys? And set those realistic expectations. It's going to lower, you know, that relaxation. Oh my God, sorry if I breathe too hard on the mic, guys. But it's going to lower that stress, right? Number three, release guilt through self-compassion. Oh my goodness, you guys. Use these three steps when guilt creeps in, okay? Are you ready? Acknowledge. This is tough. You have to acknowledge it. Recognize, number two, I'm not alone. Other people feel this way too. And affirm, I'm doing the best. I'm doing my best, and that's okay. So again, acknowledge, recognize, affirm. So release that guilt through those steps. Acknowledge, recognize, affirm. I'm going to repeat it one last time. Acknowledge, oh my God, this is so tough. Recognize, but you know what? I'm not alone. Other people feel this way too. And affirm, I'm really doing the best that I can, and that's okay. And that's going to help you release that guilt through your own self-compassion. You know, as parents, we are always putting all of this load. We see other parents navigating, drop in, drop off. Look at me. The soccer moms, soccer dads, basketball. Oh my God, all of these sports. Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you a personal story. I have two ADHDers. This is the most honest truth story. And this is going to show you if the guilt that I feel sometimes. I have two ADHDers. So they are not high. They're not kids that love doing a lot of extracurricular activities because of their sensory overload. So imagine to me how much guilt as a parent I feel when I see friends and family or people around me taking their kids to basketball, soccer. Oh, I was doing this sport and all of the sports. And I'm like, well, we did jujitsu and that's about it. And that's okay. Because you know what? I have to acknowledge that this is tough. These are my kids' neurodivergence needs. There's no more. They have a capacity and I have to acknowledge that. I recognize that I'm not the only parent that's like this, and there are other neurodivergent parents like that, and I understand I'm also ADHDer, so I understand what my kiddos go through, and I affirm that, you know, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm alone with these two kids, and I'm trying to stay afloat. So I understand the guilt, parents. I get it. It's not easy. And number four, this for strategy, I want you to understand it. And this one is going to be hard. Prioritize rest and self-care. And I know as I said it, a lot of you are rolling your eyes up and being like, yeah, right, easier said than done. Listen, I get it. I get that. How many of you sometimes just put your baseball cap and your hoodie just because you are just not going to even take a shower that day because you just don't have the time? You needed to get the kids going to school, you're telehealthing or teleworking or telesomething, and you just keep going moving. I get that. But you know what, guys? The thing is, rest isn't a luxury. It's actually a necessity. It helps you stay grounded. It helps you how to ground yourself, compose yourself, your anxiety. Not only that, and this is important, guys, your kids see that. And I know I keep saying this, but it's so true. If your kids see you all disheveled or tired, they're going to be like, well, that's how it is. I know we live in a culture where when you're grinding and you're tired, it's like a badge of honor. Wow, she's such a hard worker. Wow. But at the end of the day, is she? Think about it. You're teaching your kids and you're modeling. And by the way, as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. Because this is like, you have no idea how much of this applies to me. As we're doing this, we're showing our kids how they're going to be behaving in the future. And do you really think about this? As I'm talking to you, think about your little girl, your little boy. Do you want them in the future to be that stressed? Do you want them in the future to not take care of themselves the same way? Right? I'm sure that had to hit you somewhere, because it hits me every single day when I'm doing it. I'm like, oh my God, I have to stop. I have to prioritize. And not only that, think about this. You have to take care of yourself because you have to stay healthy. Those kids need you. And if you don't stay healthy, they don't stay healthy. It's like that example. And I know you've heard this before, so I apologize, but here I go. The airplane example. Put your mask first so you can take care of the kids. And that's true. Self-care can be simple, though. A quiet walk, journaling. You know what? Even deep breathings can make a big difference. It doesn't have to be like a big thing. It doesn't have to be you going to the spa. It doesn't have to be you taking a 45-minute shower. It doesn't have to be you doing your nails. It doesn't have to be going to the golf course or playing soccer. It's just something simple where you feel that you are able to disconnect, to relax, to breathe. So let's pause and reset together with a quick breathing exercise. Inhale through your nose 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds and exhale slowly through your mouth for 6 seconds, okay? So let's try. Even just a few intentional breaths can help. How did that feel? I hope you were able to do it. It's a simple way to remind yourself that you have the power to reset, even in the middle of the chaos. So let's say your kids are in the middle of it, something chaotic happened, you were on hold for 45 minutes with the insurance, and then they hang up on you. Or you were on hold with whatever bill or company or, I don't know, your boss or whatever happened. And you're like losing it. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Exhale slowly through your mouth for 6 seconds. And that simple way is going to remind yourself that you have the power to reset. So, let's try to share a story. Someone was telling me a story of how, in the midst of all of this guilt, they had to remember how they had to take that guilt off. So overcoming guilt and your personal stories. Do you have stories about how you have to overcome parenting struggles? One of the listeners or someone came to me and shared their stories about how they had to overcome certain struggles. So I decided I'm also going to share my stories. I have shared some of my stories recently with you guys. I've shared about the parenting guilt of, you know, how I feel with my kids when they are just not doing the same thing as other kids, but they have their own interests. So this person was sharing with me their own struggles about how they feel sometimes a little guilty when they don't have the same capacity or tolerance that other parents have. And this person was sharing with me how she feels that she loses her cool very easily. And because of that, she feels very guilty and she loses her cool with her kids. So I wanted to remind this person that they're not alone. In the midst of all the chaos, it is perfectly normal that we sometimes have to calm ourselves. Now, that is why it's so important, and I always encourage people that we need to, one, seek help. There's a lot of good help out there. There's coaches, therapists, groups, support groups that can help us unwind. But also to take time for ourselves so that we don't burn out to a point that we're so irritable that we're snapping at our children. And to don't feel that shame or guilt. You're human. The important thing that I want to remind this person is that not only are you not alone, you are recognizing it and you're trying to do something about it. You're acknowledging it. You're owning the behavior. There are a lot of people that sadly don't own the behavior and do this, and that's where the problem lies. So I want to empower you and tell you that you should be very proud that you recognize this behavior, own it, and you mentioned to me that you apologize to your kids and that you validated their emotions. So I want you to focus on all the positive work that you did. And that's what you have to focus on. So remember, acknowledge you're not alone. Embrace that imperfection. And recognize I'm not alone. And affirm you're doing the best. And that's okay. And not only that, you're looking for help. So I hope this helps, listener. Now, I wanted to share with you that even though it's challenging and it's very difficult, it doesn't mean that you are failing. It means that it's just life. Life is not easy, guys. Being a parent, it is very hard. It's very hard. So let's wrap up with a few actionable steps that you can take right now. Set one realistic goal per day. Choose one thing to focus on and let the rest go. Because this is the thing, we get so overwhelmed, like I said at the beginning, with everything that we have on our plate, that we either short circuit, like I said, we feel like, and I say that about myself, so I'm not saying it about other people, but that's just the way I view it. Like we just feel, oh my God, where do I start? So just set one realistic goal. Choose one thing to focus on and let the other stuff go. Practice gratitude. Write down one thing you're proud of each day, no matter how small. And I'm going to tell you why. The point of this, and I know a lot of people think, why am I doing this? Because your brain goes 80-85% to the negative. Whether you're neurotypical, neurodivergent, the human anatomy, the human body, the human brain, automatically, because of the way that we go, this goes back to the way that our brains were process information from the beginning of time, goes to the negative. So we are trying to set your brain, wire it to a positive condition. So by you setting a realistic goal per day, you are already starting your brain to put it in this more relaxing condition. By practicing gratitude, you're going into more of a proud approach. So now you're feeling good about yourself. You're getting those good hormones. You're getting those good feelings about yourself. Wait, I'm proud of this. So no matter how small, like you start feeling good about yourself and you start building on that pride. And that's what we want to do. We want to rewire that. We want to make you feel seeing the positive instead of the negative, because automatically goes in the negative. Number three, try the reset breath. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, pause for 3 cycles of deep breathing. And number four, give yourself permission to be imperfect. You guys, please, I beg you, give yourself permission to be imperfect. And I'm begging you to do this. Because write this down. Keep it visible. I am enough, just as I am. I cannot say this enough. Please give yourself permission to be imperfect. And I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to tell you why. When you guys give yourself the permission to be imperfect, and you are modeling this behavior to your kids, then your kids in school are relaxing and giving themselves the permission to be imperfect. And I'm not judging or criticizing anyone, by the way. I'm just telling you how it is. Inevitably, when you don't give yourself the permission to be imperfect, your kids are modeling that. Therefore, when they go to school, they're not giving the other kids permission to be imperfect. And this is where you start seeing all of this bullying. And it's not because it's your fault. It's just because of the way society has created this perfection culture. So it's kind of like a domino effect, if you will. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just trying to explain the culture of it. Without unknowingly, we're creating this. So the kiddos go very anxious to school. Everything has to be perfect. And when another kid with a growth mindset or another mentality goes, it feels like it's shattered because they have to be perfect. And now that kid starts changing into having to be perfect. And there you go. The culture starts beginning again, over and over again. So let's all work together. And let's give each other the permission to just be flawed, be human, be imperfect. So I am enough, just as I am. Let me leave you with this. You are not failing. You're doing your best with the resources you have, and that is enough. Struggle doesn't define you. Your resilience does. Remember, your worth isn't tied to how much you do or how perfect you appear. You are enough as you are. I understand that we all have our stories. We all have our upbringings. We all have stories of how we grew up. Some of us had, you know, strict Catholic schools that they were very critical and that impacted our childhood. Other people have critical parents and very strict parents that made us feel that, well, or made other people feel that they had to be perfect. I understand there's a lot of developmental reasons why people have to be perfect. But what I'm trying to say is that we are all here in this journey together, feeling that we have to be perfect. What brought us here? That's not what I'm discussing. What I'm discussing is that we are here. So let's just be okay knowing that we can all be imperfect. We don't need to seek anybody's validation or approval. They're not here. They're already old. They're not here anymore, and they were wrong. So here's your challenge for the week. Let go of one expectation that's weighing you down. Notice how it feels to release that burden. Tell me how you feel. How does that feel? And I hope it works. I think it's going to make you feel lighter. But let's see. Feel free to comment and let us know on our social media. Next week, we're going to be diving into boundaries, how to say no, guys, without guilt, and how to create space for what truly matters. I hope that you'll join me. If this episode resonated with you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who might need it. Until next time, take care of yourself. You've got this.